normal voice, for my benefit, he said.
I don't think so. At least I don't think it would be anything any of us would want to hear. Ketcher took extreme pains to avoid even touching them. Getting the captives past without disturbing them was the hardest work we did.
I bent to examine another of the old men. He did not look like he belonged to any race I knew.
They must be from one of the other worlds.
Maybe. There's a saying where I grew up. Let sleeping dogs lie. Sounds like exquisitely appropriate advice. We don't know why they were put down here.
I have no intention of releasing any deviltry but our own. These men here aren't the same as those.
There were several different groups last time. I doubt that that's changed. I got the feeling that they were dumped here at different times. See how much less ice there is around these guys? Makes me think it takes centuries to accumulate.
Ow!
What?
I banged my head on this damned rock icicle thing.
I must have overlooked it somehow.
Get smart and I'll punch you in the kneecap, Lofty.
Does it feel like it's colder in there than it ought to be? It was not my imagination, and not the icy wind either.
Always.
His grin had gone away.
It's them, I think. Starting to realize somebody's here. It keeps building up. It can get on your nerves if you pay any attention to it.
I could feel the growth of whatever it was. Insanity becoming palpable, I suppose. That was the impression, anyway.
How come we're able to move around in here? I asked. Why aren't we frozen?
We'd probably end up that way if we stayed long enough to fall asleep. These people all had to be unconscious when they were brought down here.
Really?
We were up where there was less ice. The frost on the floor still betrayed the tracks left by Soulcatcher and Willow Swan years ago. The old men here were different. They resembled Nuang Bo, except for one, who had been tall, thin, and extremely pale.
But they don't stay asleep?
Several pairs of open eyes seemed to track me. I hoped it was my imagination, stimulated by the spookiness of the cave. I never actually saw any movement.
Footsteps.
I jumped hip-high to a short elephant before I realized that it had to be Sara and the Radisha, and whoever else had decided not to participate in all those exciting projects that were underway upstairs.
Go keep those people from stomping in here and messing everything up. I'll get an idea of the layout and try to figure out what we'll have to do.
Swan scowled and growled and grunted, then minced carefully back down the slight slope toward the stairwell. He talked to himself all the way. And I did not blame him. Even I thought nothing ever went right for him. I took a step in the direction the old footprints led. My boots went out from under me. I hit hard, then slid downhill until I caught up with Swan, who did a convincing job of acting amused after he stopped me.
You all right?
Bruised my side. Hurt my wrist.
I should have told you. That floor can be pretty slippery, where there's a lot of frost.
You're lucky I don't swear.
You
forgot on purpose. You're as bad as One-Eye or Goblin.